Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're holding today is Daf Lamed Vav. It's not terrible, but we're on Lamed Hey Amid Beis. We brought the member of Rabbi Lozer. And Rabbi Lozer tells us we had different types of things that are enumerated that we have here in the Mishnah, things that are right for the din of being the fagel, if you think about them. And those things that are not right to be the fagel, if you think about them, because they're not right lachila. The person thinks that he's going to be eating the hoofs of a behemoth chutz lizmano. That doesn't mean anything. On the other hand, we have those things that are sort of in between. They aren't really completely right lachila, but then again, they are in a pinch. They are, in some way, Roy Lachila. For example, the Gemara brings cases, we can have cases. Pardon me? I can't hear you. Oh, well, let's say a Shilya. Yeah. Let's say a Shilya. Let's say a case of a Shilya. Where it is not usual for people to eat it. But, and therefore, because it's not usual people to eat it, if a person will think I'm going to eat a chutz lizmano, does not make pigel. On the other hand, because Rabbi Lozer, and Rabbi Lozer says, remember, this is Rabbi Lozer, the Amira. So he's coming and he tells us that in a case where the carbon is this fagel in a regular way, that over here it will be able to be this fagel, those parts of the behema that are at least somewhat roi lachila. It's not going to be chal, the dead pigle, the gabi, the hooves, the horns, the karnayim, atlofim. It's not going to work on that. But it will work with gabi other things. For example, he says, pigle bezevach, nispagel ashlil. On the other hand, nispishlil, lo nispagel hazevach. Then we have similar things. Pigle bielel, the spagla, mura, la spagla, these are types of those things, where it's somewhat Israel Achila, but it's not enough to be mefagel by it. Remember, I don't know if we'll get to it over here, but we have an overall problem over here. There's got to be certain things. Hopefully, even if we don't come to it now, we'll be able to discuss it later on in Daf Pei Hei and in Mizbeach Mikdash. We have certain things like we were Malaria yesterday, Gidim. What's the status of the Gidim? What are Gidim? Sinews. So how do you look at that? There are different kinds of sinews. So the sinews where there can be Chaya Chayim Abnoiser, you have to eat it. If you don't eat it, it's going to be Chayim Etzreifa. That's the Mishnah Psachim. You have the Mishnah Psachim, the Sechla, the Bnei Dalit Psachim. We have that over there. It's going to be a Chiyim Noiser. We have a din that people are able to be Mitzlarv and a Chabura, that they can be Mitzlarv to make a Chabura, that they're all share in the Gidim. It has a din of Busser.
Yet, also Me'ilah, Rebbe.
Except we're saying over here, it can't be Mefagel.
Also, Rebbe, the Gabi Me'ilah, the same thing. We're going to have that on Pei Hei. That's what Rebbe's referring to. That's something.
It's very good. But I was not referring to the Me'ilah of Pei Hei. I was referring to the Gabi Me'ilah of Lo-Yerdu.
Lo-Yerdu.
The Gabi Me'ilah, whether you bring it up on the Mizbeach, let's say by an oiler. And it's called by the Mishnah over there. That's what I was referring to. The Mishnah would say it's connected. It's Mechubarim. Where it's Mechubarim, you bring it up on the Mizbeach. Where it's separated, you don't bring it up on the Mizbeach. The horns up on the Mizbeach by an island. Comes about that it's not detached, you bring it up. On the other hand, it is attached, it's no good, separate din to go and bring it up. And the Gidim, we have that by the Gidim, it has a din of Akhtarim. So it has a din of Akhtarim, how come there's not going to be a din of Pinkle? What is this thing with the Gidim? We have over here that the Sechiv Shreifa, you can be bestarred by Karpin Pesach. Yet here it says, for the Mishnah of Dab Pei Hei, the Mishnah we have of Pei Hei, that there would be, here in the Mishnah, for example, Elu Hei Im Olu Yerdu. The din is Im Olu, it's Yerdu. What's that? Basa Kachi Kachi, Most of my friends, we have demons, if that's the Mishnah, do at Sever, Shemrashi Kvasim, Seher, Shemrashi Tioshim, who at Samus, Vahagidim, Vakarnayim, Vatlofim, Vismanche, Mechubarim Yalu. But, where the Mechubarim, you bring them up. Mashayinke, Pirshu Lo Yalu. Why? Doesn't have a din. It's like cloth, it's like fluffin, it's like hooves. It's like bones. What do you mean? You don't bring it up by itself. You can eat it. There's a din of the nicer by it. You can even starve with it to be a chabura by a carpet pesach. So why are we here? Would there not be a din of haftar? You're classifying it like cloth. What's the beer here from? It's hard to be mechalik. I know what you're going to say, probably. And that is the different types of gidim. It's referring to the salt gidim versus the hard gidim. I'm aware of that. There is a lekutei halachis like that. That's mechalik like that. But it doesn't say it. It doesn't say that. It says in general gidim. It's not mechalik. Which gidim, yeah, which gidim not. But hopefully we'll deal with that separately. But what we have now is the basic memra of Rav Elazar. That Rav Elazar says you can be mechalik in the big mefagil and what at the mispagil. And that's where we're at. Toshima, or Namad Beis, the top, by the two dots. Toshima. We have Paramat Israfim. Paramat Israfim, Basiraman Israfim. Those Param that are burnt, you don't need it. Param, what is that? An example? Paramat Israfim, Basiraman Israfim. Param, Dalvashal Tzibur. We have a Yepakai of Mashiach. We see everybody some Bayal in Bahem, Mishahum, the show. As soon as it becomes Hegdish, your Bayal, Nishchatu, Yeshetan in Hushmili Pasel, and then it becomes a Husher to become Pasel, Vitzvol Yayim touches it. Tizu, Vitzvol Yayim, Husekipurim, Umalina. And also, if you leave it over, because it became, it was Kaddish Kedusha Sagubayidei, the Shechita, the Avaida, it's like anything else where the Avaida starts, it becomes also Melina. And the Gemara assumes, my love, Lina's Busser, that there's a din of Lina on the Busser, and therefore, Al Shvamina, when we're saying there's a din of Lina, which seems to be, be good to fuss love a leader, fuss love a machshava. Even though what? Luchar, what we're talking about over here is, you can't be mefagil by the busser of the par, of the par ben israfin. It's not something that's for an achili, you're not allowed to eat it. Yet, if you're mefagil, let's say by the eburim, the whole thing itself becomes mefagil. Let's say the Rashi over here a minute. Me the pasla lina, pasla nami machshavas lina. My love, lina's baser katani. She ilan nisal. Let's say you left it over until the next morning. It became possible. Who wanted the machshavas lina? She paiselis the baser that it passes the baser the machshava pigo unehi nami the hecha the chishay the baser ratzva lo sedek bina. It's true, you're not going to be able to be dying, but if you think about the busser tomorrow, it's going to be this pagel. That already you wouldn't be able to be dying. The busser of Tzolev of Dusser is not a dover shetakel also because of the isser. Even though, of course, but Metzius, it's the busser, it's something which is shetakel lechem. It's not like the other cases what we have where the machlokes, Rabbi Lazar and the Tanakhama went but up because we're over there, we're talking about cases where it's not the Derek was out to eat it. But over here, it is the Derek to eat the busser. But you're not allowed to. Therefore, it's a number that's not Rai Lachila because of the Isser. And therefore, you would not be able to be Mephagil directly on that. Lo sayeti na dam b'chat dam achshavim dam shendaka lecho bay. This is not called the dam shendaka lecho. Ubraisa liyel nami tanya behegya says what? Sheim chishem lecho parim the basar the parim lo sakum afilu liso even to passel it miu. However, ha daikinu bina. But one thing we are able to be bedayik from there. even if the machshava will not help directly on them. The machshava shlina say murim. If I know some boss or Karamalazar like him, at least it will be able to work. The Gemara holds that if Lina Batsum will be Absul, then at least it will be Shayach Agav, the rest of the behemoth, that it will be Shayach Pigel, because Pigel is Taloy in Lina, like we know from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Sefik in Yuma, and I'd see you low. It's not that pushing why it is like this. But the Gemara is assuming that if in a regular case, when it's going to be Absul of Lina, then the machshava for Lina will be able to be filed in the thing to give it a bit of pigle. So the Gemara, it's not, you can't be medayik that at all. We're talking not about Lina's busser. Maybe we're talking, the machshava will not be able to work. Maybe we're talking about Lina say murim. We're not talking bichlal about the Lina of the busser. Here the Gemara says nachamon. Parabat israfim. Who's really possible between Yahim's and Sikhipurim of Alina? What do we mean of Alina? We're not talking about the buser anyway. That's about the Lina. Lo, Lina say Murim, Rashi says. Niktani, the Pasla who ain't Murim. Niktani, the Pasla who ain't Murim, the Salam Alina Katani. The Kabasim Shaymina, the Bashamas Lina say Murim. The Fagelis, they ain't Murim. But not necessarily, but we're not right to Rabbalos. The Gemara thought that it was a right to Rabbi Lazar. He's talking about Busser. And for this, that the Gemara is taking out from Rabbi Lazar. From Rabbi Lazar, you see, there could be a split between the din of the Fagel and Bispagelis. They're condemned of making Pingle and being male and becoming Pingle. That's Rabbi Lazar's Kiddush. The Gemara is no Ryan. Over here, it's right. Maybe he's talking over here about the Imurim, the whole thing. Maybe there can never be machalik between being the fagel of the thing and the male becoming mispagel.
Gemara says vachom.
I mean, the tani sefer. No, Lina say, but the tani sefer though, it's not Mashmas talking about the Imurim. Because what did it say? Kula mailin lehem al beis hadeshen al chiyutach habasar. We're going to tell the busser is melted away, and in that case it can be, so which means what? We're talking about the busser. The Elo that we're talking about here is referring to the busser, till the busser melts. The Chalga Reisha will be this busser. Maybe talking about different things. Reisha Imurim. But we're talking about the Lina, we're talking about that which is appropriate, which is passing for the Lina. The Imurim, the same of busser. Nuxim Rabba. Oh, we'll try it again. In the member of Rabbi Lazar, whether you can split the being mefagel with the being misfagel. Nuxim Rabba. V'elusha ain't mefaglin, the ain't mispaglin. There are those things that you cannot be mefagel by thinking about them, nor are they able to be misfagel. Like we said before, the whole member of Rabbi Lazar even is only by those things that are in between. Those things that are absolutely not roy for achila at all. Nobody eats horns. Nobody eats hoofs. Maybe you can't eat the hoofs. I mean, the hoofs is not the same category as a shilya. Again, sever, shemarish, what do we have for example? What do we have, Nachum? The Elusha, what do we have here? The Elusha, Ein Mefaglin, the Ein Mispaglin, Sever Shemarosh Ein Kvasim. Wool on the head of the Kvasim. The Seyar Shemizoket Yashim, the hair of the beard of goats. Behar, Beharaitis, Lakipa. Like I mentioned yesterday, we have machlokes from Yechiv Shlokish, what the yellow is exactly. I don't know, what does Art say it is?
Who's at the neck?
It is at the neck, okay. He said it says, well, because it's hard. The reason is because the yellow is a certain thing. It refers to the hard. It's so hard that you can't do it. It's like R. Alright?
Or the meat stuff to the skin.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. That
the meat stuff to the skin is Gelfishin.
The what? Meat?
The meat stuff to the inside of the skin.
Inside the meat inside the skin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ba'ala Mahamura, Atzamis. Atzamis also, by the way, we have to deal with Atzamis. It doesn't say here there's a chilk between the Atzamis that have Mayach in it, or Atzamis that did not have Mayach in it. There are two different types of Atzamis. Is this could be in this one of Achil, it could be the kind of mitzvah of Achil's culture, but if you eat the Mayach. Which Atzamis are we talking about? Are we talking about Atzamis that don't have any marrow? Or we're talking about Atzamis that do have marrow? We would hear the easy way out of the whole thing of it. So we're talking about Atzamis that do not have any marrow. There's no Mayach. It's the easy way to get out of it. But it doesn't say it. Therefore, we do have a problem how we deal with the din of Atzamis. We'll leave that also for Daf Pei Hei. Hopefully we'll have time in Pei Hei to talk about this also. But I'm just bombarding over here that it doesn't say what the din is at Atzamis. It's a little problem. I'm saying that the Mishnah is Oyvind, by the way, on this. The Abidin and sometimes by the Atzamis. He butchers the Chos, so I bring it in my Sefer also. That by said by the Atzamis. It doesn't say by what Atzamis we're talking about. Again, we have Gidim again. Look at this category. We have the hair of the goat, the wool of the sheep. We have the skin, or I mean the hide. Right, then it's a little bit of a problem also. But let's see there a minute. V'hatzavis, v'hakidim, v'karnayim, v'hatlofim, v'hashilya, v'hashliyomi, v'hashilya, v'cholav, v'amudashim, all these cases. Ubei toirim, like we have. The eggs of the birds, the doves. Kulap loim v'faglim, v'loim v'spaglim. They are not the fagel, nor are they the male of the spagel. And you're no chiyav of here with us in the tabi. The hamayel of heavy chutz is potter, because they have no shaykhis. You can't get up my love. My love, what does it mean when it says this? My love, lo befaglim ha-zevach, if you think about them. Below me, spaglim bach ba-zevach. Now, what would happen? They're not mispagel machbas the zevach either. That's a problem in Rabbi Lazar. Lo, lo mifagle mesha zevach, lo mispagle. That's my satsuma. The Gemara thought that would be a problem according to Rabbi Lazar. They're not mispagel, according to Rabbi Lazar. Why should it not be mispagel? I'll have the rest of the zevach. Such where it is, Eid Hanami. Not all of them, but at least some of them. At least the Shilia, at least those things are ones that Rabbi Lazar is talking about. Something about Reina Chanami, it is. When it says Lo Mispaglet, it means they themselves don't become people. Not only are they not the Fagel, the rest of the Zebach, they're not Mispaglet even themselves. The Yonah Hanikani Seifah. Kula Lo Mispaglet, Lo Mispaglet. The same it says also Lo Mali. What do you have to repeat that all for? What do you mean? Why do you have to say that again? Asulamali? Well, I need to buy the misni nicer, but tame. On a pigle, lachanami, I need to buy the misni. Habaylam have a chutz. You bring them a chutz. Tana, nami, also, you add it again. Kulam, lachanami, faglam, lachanami, spaglam. Even though normally you would not have to say that. There is a slight problem that we hear by the case of Raitiv, the din is, we can understand by the Raitiv, that you can't be, what is the Raitiv anyway? You cooked it. Right? And we can understand that maybe you can't be mafagi on that. But let's say, you were mafagi the rest of the behema, and then you cooked a soup that has the tab of something with pickle in it. Why shouldn't there be a din of tab keiker? If it's the din of tab keiker, we have a problem. Why? The right of part, we don't have a problem if you're coming to me mefagel that. But to say that it's not mis, that there's no iser chorus. If you ate the pig, you ate the right of that has tab pickle in it, why is the right of not usher with the iser pickle? That's a problem. Why we don't say the din of tab keiker? There is should be a din of tam keikar, frank with the kasha. But it depends, of course, on how you eat, you know, and it depends on all these shitas that we have in tam keikar, and why it is like that. The Ar Gadol, we have here in the Mishnah, there's an Ar Gadol of the Mishnayas. The Ar Gadol of the Mitzke Gadol. That he said that we have the problem, the Ar Gadol of the Mishnayas, who's aiming on it. Why is it that there's not going to be a problem over here? Break me the Kashabai, why did it? It's on Stop Kikin, it's an Ar Gadol of the Mishnayas. Mitzke Gadol's aiming on this. Why is it? There's no different than Chazar. Person puts chazer in a pot, and there's time he doesn't eat the chazer at all. But he ate the liquid soup that has the ta'am of the chazer. So he has a piece of meat that was pigle, and now he's eating the reiter from the pigle. The ta'am, the reiter, the reiter is eating a soup that has ta'am pigle in it. Why should it not be also like chazer or anything else of achos asuris? This is a problem that we have here. It's a kasha. I don't know what everybody has to say about that, but this is a kasha. So the Gemara then says, Rava Amar, so we, Lebaisa, we tried to bring a raya for, we bring a raya against, and we don't have any raya either to refute or to substantiate the member of Rabbi Lazar. Rav Amar Afanot Abi Tanima, Hashaychet Etz Amudoshim Lechol Shliel Oshelia Mechutz. What did he do? He shechted the Amudoshim to eat the Shliel of the Shelia. Remember the difference between the Shliel and the Shelia. The Shliel is the sack, the embryo itself. The Shelia is the afterbirth. Really? Sort of. It's not usual. No. It's not the thing that people normally, Rashi is not the thing people normally eat. But then again, it's not the horns. The horns, it's not. The hooves, it's not.
It's edible.
It's not the kind of thing that people normally eat. Hooves, it's not. Horns, it's not. Nobody eats horns. You can't eat horns. And you can't eat hooves. But you can eat the shilya. So what does it say? Today, the Hashaykh and his Abudashim to eat the shield, Mashalya, Bechutz, Lo Pigil, it's not Mephagil. Bahamalik is a Tyrim Lecho Beitzehem Bechutz, Lo Pigil. Why? Because it's not the Zevach, it's not Gufa the Zevach. And eggs are not part of the thing. Bahadur Tani, and then afterwards it learned, Cholam Abudashim, Ubei Tyrim, Ein Chayavid Aleihem, Mishum Pingel, Leisar, Betabei. What does it say there? Mashma Hashlil, Mishilia, Chayavid. What do we have? Ratio to Safe. You're telling me you can't be Befagil by the Shil, Mishilia. But then you're telling me that when it comes to being eating the Pingel itself, but the shlil mishiyah chayyavin. El olav shmamina, kamach masa zemach, kamach masa tzvun shmamina. If you're doing, if it became machmas the zemach that became pigol, then the chadami, exactly like Rabbi Lozer, you're going to be chayyav for these things also. You're chayyav for the shil. You want to know whether you can be the fagyo by thinking about eating the shilya chutzlis mano? No. That you won't be chayiv. But if I think about eating the regular basar chutzlis mano, I think about being zirik the dam of the carbon chutzlis mano, I think about being makter the emurim chutzlis mano, so the whole carbon becomes pigul. The pigul, you chayiv by the shield you also if you eat it. And that's exactly the memra of Rabbi Lozer. So therefore, that part would be acceptable. Tanad hasa. All about Bali Woman. Now, Tanad Hasa. We have another din where we have, when we talk about the din of Imalu, there are differences in the din of Imalu Lo Yerdu or Imalu Yerdu. Let's say you put, again, things that are pasul on the mizbeach. Lachmai shel mizbeach is the term that describes that even if it's pasul, the din is you leave it. Once it's up, you don't take it down. You're maktarei. On the other hand, there are those things that there's no din about layedu. As we, let's say, the way we are psulim akodesh. If something became pasul belina, you put it on the mizbeach anyway, you leave it there. On the other hand, let's say you have a behemoth that was a trefa. Let's say you have something that was not psulim akodesh. And it is, you take it down from the mizbeach. That's the same din that we had over there. Let's say you have, you put the hooves of a, or the, of something that was not, didn't belong there. Didn't have a dead people on it. It's not Roy Bechlau to be brought, brought as a haktar on the mizbeach. So these are dinim and nothing to do with us and the basic din. We're hoping that's totally an mizbeach lekadosh. But now we have, how do we classify balei mumin? So the pashtus isn't the way the din is normally by balei mumin, according to the rabbanim. A balei mum is not bechlal the din of imalo lo yerdu. A balei mum is something that was bechlal, even bechayim, it was not roy to be oilal gabei mizbeach. Let's say a person discovered he brought something, the emurim of a balei mum, or the mizbeach, you take it down. Imalo yerdu. It's not psula b'kodesh. Rabbi Akiva argues. On what? That also balei mumin. Rabbi Akiva, bachsher, balei mumin. He holds as a din of imalo lo yerdu. By balei mumin. I'm rachiva rabba, rabbi echna lo hirsha, rabbi Akiva, only ella, beduken sheba ayin. He's not only where it's a case about Dukin Shemai, where it's a split in the eye, the eyelid. See the way Rashi says here, where he brings, yeah, Dukin Taila, the last Lashed, I duck, like we, it was brought in the Pasha Seba, Aval Dukin Shemai, La Pasi, the Aval God, the Moon Governor. Rashi says, even though it's an emissa mum, like nevru mumin ella bebehema diksit tabim zachar babakar baksafim bavahizim. We made our shinin, and from there we learn out, tabos vizachrus bebehema behitamus vizachrus beoifis. Hayol ksherim beoifis. And Rabbi Kibal, since they're kosher l'katchila b'yoifis, there's no parsha of mum b'yoifis. He holds as a din of imalo lo yerdu. Rashi says, if you take a look over here even, in Taisus, el b'dukin shema'ayin, we have dukin shema'ayin haluk shem b'yoifis. There's something special about dukin shema'ayin. Lab dafke dukin shema'ayin. And Taisus learns that Slav Dafke Dukin Shemayin. Duhua Hadid Shar Mumin. Sheina Bechusar, as long as the oif, as long as it's not a Bechusar Raver, to the Omer Berkab and Kedushin, where we learn Berkab and Kedushin, even an oif, where it's kosher, if it's a Baal Mum, if it's missing an Aver, it's a separate din that's called the Tchasa. Mean her oif, but no color oif. Let's say it dried up its wings, or it became blind. When we talk about it, mechusar, it does not mean that it's not there. It could be here, but it's not functional. It's also called mechusar aver. Let's say the dried up, the eye is not useful. That's called mechusar aver. If the leg or something was broken or something, it's not functional. That's also called Mechusar Aver. The Masha Parish Mechutris. The Mechusar Aver. Okay, so therefore, so what happens? So Taisvah says that when Rabbi Kiva is Masha that, he's Masha even, the only thing that he would passel is only where it's Mechusar Aver, but not any other kind of a mum. The Masha Parish Mechutris, the where the Mechusar Aver passels be oif. Why? When? Shumakriveno lefechasecho. Rashi does say it. Don't say it here, but he says it later on. I don't think Rashi by us, he doesn't say it. Yeah, but, yeah, wait. No, no, no. But Rashi does say it later on. The reason why it's possible in Pei Hei. There's a Rashi later on about it says it's not possible. It's that reason. But Chidam perish. There's no reason he should have brought that in here. The Ma'anyan Darish Makidushin, Minu Life Like Koloif, says Minu Life Like Koloif. And therefore, he didn't have to go and say that. All right, we have another. We can say what Rashi really holds and what he's saying there. He's saying, we have a Rashi Menachis. That Rashi Menachis says that Dafkin Dukishima Ayin is Kosher Beyifus. And the Taras HaKadosh says it's possible, when we say it's Ptusa all the moment, that they're possible to be Daraisa, that all the women all the other ones are possible to be Daraisa. The Shalom, what it means when the Dukin Shemaayin is Dafka, not Dafka, maybe it's Dafka, but the other ones are only going to be possible to be Rabbanin. Also, it sounds exactly in Rabbi Akiva, whether the other ones, whether Dukin Shemaayin is Dafka or not Dafka, maybe he holds that even not only that the Dukin Shemaayin is kosher by a knife, maybe all other women are kosher, all the other women are kosher by a knife. Shailas Ravataras HaKadosh brings the Psil and all the women that are possibly derived except Dukin Shemaayin when it comes to the behemoth. But what we have over here is Rabbi Akiva, the Hirsha Rabbi Akiva, Ella B'dukin Shemaayin, Chayil Chayim Yifas, Bushikit, provided, Bushikita B'Desha Esmuma, provided that the Hegdish comes before the Mum. If you were a magdashit, and it got a kedushas aguf, and then it got a mum, dukin shemaayin, imalu layerte. Bayol k'sher b'yahu rakhima l'hishar av yakiva, ela b'dukin shemaayin hal k'sher b'yayfis. B'hu shekina b'kdeshan esmuma. There he holds that the din will be, that imalu layerte. Umayra b'yakiva, the eyelash the keva. However, he's mighty. By an eyelash the keva, if you take a look at Rashi, I mean, see the Rashi, Bushikinim, Gagdashin, this woman, Abakinim, Boba, but it has a deshon, like Halamayim, Kushas, Mizbeach, the Yoram. Ella, Kadushas, Donim, they don't have a spirit of Makadash, Sulim, Ella, Nero, Ella, Chenirolo. Except ones that had a Kedushas Aguf to be able to be Ailu. If it merely had Kedushas Domim, then it's different. It has to first at least have Kedushas Aguf. And therefore, it's then that Rabbi Akiva would be Masha. Well, he's sure Rabbi Akiva, somebody has to have at least Kedushas Karbon. Ella B'dukin Shema'ai, it might have became a Baalus. I mean, where he said that Kedem Hegdeshah is Mumon. But if it's Kedem Mumon Hegdeshah, it never gets Kedushas Karbon in the first place. Okay, now, Masr of Zera. Umayda Rabbi Akiva, excuse me. Umayda Rabbi Akiva, but I lost the Kiva. The command the Kida Mumma the Hegdesha Dummy. Now, what's that? Pardon me?
I wish
we only have Kusas Dummy. But the problem is that Machaira, Bashanissim is saying it has Kusas Dummy. What does it? It's a lot different. What is the din if a person is magdish in a keva for an island? You can never bring it in a keva for an island. Therefore, my shenissan said that the jinn should have said, it's like the name of someone God will be said.
No, no, it has Kedushas Aguf.
But we know, of course, it gets Kedushas Aguf.
That's Kedushas Aguf, yeah.
That's the Gemara in Torah. That's the Gemara in Torah that you stress. Because that's the din of being in the Nasa. There's a din of Mingu, what is the din? What do you do by it if a person is magdish in the cave of the Yoyla? What do you do with it?
You
can't bring your carbon. You wait till it gets a mum. And you point it. And then you use the money for an island. But you have to wait till it gets a mum. Until it gets a mum, the Gemara says it has Kedushas Aguf. Mingu the Nafsa, Kedushas Damim, it has Kedushas Aguf. So what's the Gemara bringing in over here anyway? What's the Gemara go up with this? I would have said over here not like that. Mighty Rabbi Akiva, Ba'ilus the Kava, the Kabad the Kina Mumum Hagdesha Dummy. Her, what the Gemara means is, even if it has Kedusha Saguk, but it doesn't have Kedusha Sakrova, it's not going to be right to be brought on Gabe Abisbeya. What is the din? If a person comes and he's vile, he's nede from a behemoth, from a Kava that had Kedusha Sayo. In my house, I'm my own. Well, Dummy. Here, please, don't fall asleep.
You have the same thing with Asham and all these things.
Or by a Pesach. I'm not the came on the Pesach.
It's the same thing.
No. What kind of a thing is that? Also, it says he has to wake up and get some boom.
Right. It lacks Kedusha Sakrava, like Rabbi said.
It doesn't have Kedusha Sakrava, but it has
Kedusha Sakrava.
He's not the Shinakeva for a carbon Pesach. Keep being carbon Pesach from an Akeva. It has to be a Zohar. So let's say he did it. The did is, it has Kedusha Sakrava, you got that body, you can't use it. And you're Mayo, but Mayo Achar Mayo. There's a did of Mayo Achar Mayo, but it has Kedusha Sakrava, it doesn't go back looking Mechul and after your Mayo. So it has to wait till it gets a mum. But it doesn't have Kedusha Sakrava. The same thing is by the oiler. It's a Gemara and Tzmura, and whoever's his backer. So what's the Gemara want over here? I had this problem. Then I saw that Rav David is having this problem also. I found that he barbecues this. But I'm not also. It's a Basirak Lahaya. Masim Rav Zera. Now, so we're still hung up somewhat on the data of Rav Elazar. Masim Rav Zera. Hamayla Behen Bechutz Putter. So what do we have in the Brisa? The person brought Hamayla Behen Bechutz Putter. What is this thing? Hamayla Behen Bechutz, he's Putter. By the Shliel. He's going to be Putter. Why? Because it's not right, the best of all by it. Now, Vahabeyiba, let's say you did it from the mother. The brisa that we have, you see the Rashi here. Hamayla behen b'chutz, the brisa de liel tadagog. Tani, what do we say by the shliel? Tani by shliel. Hamayla behen mashma be b'saro. What did you bring? You brought from the buser, your putter. Why? It's not part of the carbon. It's a separate entity. It's not chasi fakrova. Get a sadim and behemam kashim. Maya service recovery to claw yourself more and be yosham. Bites in the claw shleel. Of course, bites in the claw shleel. Shleel is the example of that, the template of that which is not part of the zevach. There's not going to be a din. Of Akdaris Chutz. Mashma, Habi Bosarim, on Chayim. Now, so the Gemara is telling us what? If you go in your Bakhtarit Bechutz, there's no din of Akdaris Chutz, it's not part of the carbon. Okay? So the Gemara, what's that again? Hamalabed Bechutz, the Bryson told us he's Bakhtar. Mashma, Hameimon, let's say you brought from the Bosar of the mother, and Israel. Now, Behechi Mashkachasla, Ba'ilash the Kava. Think about what the Ilash the Kava. Behechi Mashkachasla. The Ilash the Kava. Maybe, how do you think about an Ila? What do you mean? Let's talk about Shlomim. Ila be Shlomim, Abaila be Bosser before it's Potter. Can't be talking about Shlomim. Slight problem, because you never matter it. Yeah, you eat it. Rashi says, the ilu bishlamim, amayla bibasar mchutz, your potter the lo biskabu bifnib, that anyway, you never matter it, bibasar mishlamim, it is not very pastor. Amayla bibasar chatos, you can't be chayim. So it has to be something, if you're going to do a halfaktar mchutz, it has to be something that you normally would be matter bifnib. And the only way you can do that if it's baser, it's only if it's an oiler. So the diuk wouldn't fit. What's the Gemara beat him? Hameyima and Chayim. Now, Iyamrit. So how can he go ahead and be matter it? Iyamrit Bishwana, because I'm Rabbi Akiva, I listen to Kiva, I'm all alone, say rain. Alright. Bishwana, if he held him all alone, Yerdu, the same way as he held by Dukin Shema Ayin. Alright. We can understand that. Because the din of Haktaras Kutz, remember, tells us that even if you cannot be Makhtarit Lekatchila on the Mizbeach, but if there's a din of Imalo Lo Yerdu, there's enough, that's enough to be Chayim for Shkute or Haktaras Kutz. We'll have it coming up later on in Perek HaShechet V'Abayla on Gakuf Tes. Come on, bring, if something is right with the Yevon to remain on the Mizbeach Imalo Lo Yerdu, even if it's not right to be to bring it lekatchila for Akhtara, it's enough to say that there's going to be a din of Akhtara to be chayav b'chutz. And therefore, if you tell me that it's like the din of Dukat Shema Ayin, it's fine. But the Gemara said before that if this, that a Bakdish that came in the Ayla, it's like the Bakdish, it's like Kaina Mumla Hagdesha. And therefore, it's kind of moment like they should, it's not right for Akhtarah. There's no din of Imala La Yerdu by that. The Gemara state. How can it be a din of Akhtarah's chutz? Yehomani Rikin El Hiyam and also Tamerin. If you're going to say the din is also Tamerin, according to Rabbi Akiva. Homani, who does it go like? Doesn't make sense. So the Bayer Hanami, don't make that deal. Ema Hamaila Mehen Bechutz. Potter. By the Shilia, what are we talking about, Mayimurayim? A Shlomit? Now we can talking about a Shlomit. Omehen Katani, the Ima Dumya Ditu, it's a mash for the same thing, talking about Basa. Ela Ema Maila, May Emurayim, Bechot Spatim, Lomayim and Chayim. That's what we're. The Gemara says the diuk was only because we think that it's looking over here. What is it being Milan? The buster. We're not talking about the buster. The buster, you can't have the case. You can't have it by him because you don't have the contrast by the case of the mother. When we're talking about the Milan from the flood, we're talking about the shield, we're talking about the Amurim. The Amurim maybe of the Shilia or the Shilia. There is not going to be a din. Why? That's not part of the Zevach. But the Amurim of the Gufa Zevach, the mother, that, yeah? What is it talking about? Talking about a Shlomo? Yeah, it would make sense. The Yitzhak Lovin Vareinu. So, we do have, as far as the Dinim, again, we're putting on the side certain things that we ignored. We bamerked it, but we didn't resolve it. We ignored it. We ignored the Dinim of the Gidim, we ignored the dinim of the Atzabis. What are we talking about? What kind of Atzabis? Atzabis with Mayach, without Mayach. What exactly is the dinim? Is there a chiluk between what kinds of Gidim, what not kinds of Gidim? We ignored that. We sort of put it over on the side purposely. Because we have Steiris, the Gabi Nis Dinim. Then we have the member of Rabbi Lazar, that there can be a difference between Mefagel and Bispagel. As far as when those things that are in between, where they are somewhat Raila Chila B'dievet, and those that are Bechlal, not Shaykh D'Achila like hooves or horns. Shokto al Menas Lahadiach is double. Now,
why don't something be talking about where the point was taken out?
We could. It is, but it doesn't say it. Shmuel Aaron is asking, maybe the Atzomas, or maybe it could be talking the either that Atzomas that don't have, we're talking about that naturally do not have, not all Atzomas have it, or we're talking that it was taken out already. It's possible, but it doesn't say it. That's the problem. We could set it out like that. If you will want to make it a kibbutz, you want to say it like that, then in a chadabi it could be like that, but it doesn't say it. That's the problem. Okay, here we have again. He shefted an Amadas to leave over the dam, or not to do it, not to be Zoyrik the dam, the macher. He had Kavadet just to leave it over the macher. for the Amorim. He didn't have kavada to be makterit lamacher. He had kavada to leave it over to lamacher. Although I see it, he had kavada to do something else to be maitziyad lachutz, to make some other kind of a psul. Maitzi, of yaitzi. Rabbi Yehuda, my soul. Rabbi Yehuda passes the carbon. Where is it that it's going to be possible? For people. If I'm going to eat it, I'm going to be back to it. Not over here. Remember the Gemara of Chavzayim, we brought the member of Rabbi Yehuda? It's about Shabbos, he knew it. You have kavanah to go and pass with by just leaving it over. We hold that that does not become possible. Only Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. That he holds that because of us. If I'm coming back here and I'm not sleeping, I'm going to be a kevish. Shalom kineged ha-yisoyd. He wants to put it on the kevish. One thing or two things, remember, like we had before in Daf Chavot. Rashi says, Shalom kineged ha-yisoyd. Oh, I'll be zveyach. They, Shalom kineged ha-yisoyd. Wait, Rashi, the Rambam is not like that. Yes. He has come on in to go and put the Lamata Lamailo. That's Anitanim Bifnim Bechutz. Then he has come on in to put the Dam on the Mizbech Achitzai, to put it on the Mizbech Apnimi. Or the opposite, Bifnim Shemifnim Bechutz, Bifnim Bechutz, that's Anitanim Bechutz Bifnim. Or the opposite. Let's say he had kavaneh, she'echlu tmeim. He's shechting the carpet with the kavaneh for tmeim to eat it. She'akrivu tmeim, or for tmeim to be makrivit. Now, what's wrong with their makrivit? When does he have kavaneh that they should do it? Today, on the mizbeach. He's shechting the carpet now, 9 o'clock in the morning, with kavada that the people who are going to immediately go be makterit are tmeim. Now that akhtar is possible. Right? But it's not pigo. It's nothing to do with pigo. Pigo's chutzlis bada or chutzlis kaimai. He's doing everything right away. But it's another psul. So what happened? Shechlu arelim. Shechrivu arelim. Or maybe I come out of my carbon pesach. L'shamrat somas. To eat it from where it's not roasted. Some other psul like that. Then is the carbon is kosher. Shemach shela by selas. Avachutz mizvada, avachutz min kaimai. Pesach v'achatas shelo lishma. That's where it won't pass. But if it's not that, then it's not going to work. Now. My time is a very difficult sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But what if, let's say, what the Gemara held? Why would Rabbi Yehuda argue with this? L'chaira, this is Svar Pshuta. What would be a chiddush over here? L'chaira, we'd have to say it's Svara, that he has to get it from something, he derives it somehow from a Gzeres HaKosef. The problem is that he doesn't. In the beginning, the Gemara is going to learn it out from a Pasuk. In the Maskade, he has it in Svara. And if you all do Zeres HaKosef, we'll live with it. Okay. Pasuk anything, we have all Zeres HaKosef. The Maskade in Rabbi Yehuda, we have a lot of work to do. The Maskade will come out not like this. Let's just be aware of it, that what we're about to say is only tentative. My time in Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Amalasa Trey Christ Savior. It's a bit nicer. By nicer, we have two psukim. On the one hand, it says, Kasav Echad Aymer Lo Satsun, we met one biker. The Kasav Echad Aymer, we have another pasuk by nicer. Lo Yaniyah, we met one biker. What do you need the second pasuk for? It's superfluous. Yim Eino Inyan Lahaniyah. Today, we learn about Shabbat Sinuah. If it's not a question of leaving it over, because we know that already. You should apply it by the case of a person who has the intent of leaving it over. And therefore he learns out from the pasuk, the machshava sinuah, to make it into, to leave it over, there's also a reason to pass him. We can accept that. Rabbi Yehuda, haikra, l'hach yud yosa, You think he uses the pasuk for that reason? No. Liyodiach mimenu ad biker, he uses it for machshava siduach. I mean, by the chesadia, he doesn't use it for that. He uses it for something else. Umisar zevach taidash shlomach. Lamadu l'tayda. What do we learn from this pasuk? Shenecheles liyom alayla. The taida is eaten not like a shlomim or shnei yomim alayla echad. It's eaten only the unbelievable. Chalipin, what about something which is in exchange for that? It was replaced, a replacement for the taida, maybe you lost it. Think, what's a, you have the chalipin, what do we have? Chalashas, mafish taida the other, and you're mafish another word instead of it. And the first one was found. Shnia chalipin, chalipin taida craven. So in exchange for it, I'm sprayed also. But it all has the same thing. It's only eaten the unrealized. So what we have over here, again, chalipin, lotus of a taida. Tumuris, a tumura of a taida, bidayin. It's only eaten the unrealized. Talmudaymar ubisar. Chatas yoshaminayin. Talmudaymar zebach. How do you know the din is like that by chatas yoshim also? Because what does the pasuk say? But of the sar zeva, taida shlaba of yechabani yechalich menuat biker. The word zeva, even though it's within the pasuk of a taida, you're learning it out to tell you chatos v'yashem. It's only eaten yom v'layim. The minayim the rabbi shalmei nazir that it's eaten, even though a regular shlabim is yom v'layim la'asim. Not Shalmei Nazir. Or Shalmei Pesach. Remember the same machlekes that we had. What Shalmei Pesach? Rashi learns Chagigas HaBa'asar. And it's Shalmei Chagigas HaBa'asar. Chayar Mizam Chana only according to Ben Tamer, who holds like that. That it says a Ekish. But according to the Rabbani, it's a regular Shlomin. Seems Shnei Yom and Malayla Echad. Tyson always learns Shalmei Pesach and refers to Moiser Pesach. It's left over. But Leibach Shlomov. What a lach may tie them chalas for kinkin shabinozer be dying to have a Leibach. Karbano. What do we have? Zar Zabach tie the Shlomov. Be yoin Karbano yeyachel. Look at all the rebuyum that we have from this pasuk. Look at all the rebuyum that we have from this pasuk. By all of them, it says, Layaniyah. And therefore, you have this pasuk to tell you this. What do you tell me that it tells you a din about Shabbos Enuach? What do you mean, about Shabbos Enuach? You, the world, say, patient? You sure? Don't be ashamed. So all that is fine and dandy. That's very nice. But why did he change the lashon of lo sosira to lo yadiyach? Therefore, he may know any of the what today we know about shalosinu. That's no good according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda will learn out all these things also from this pasuk, but the change in lashon is a reason for him to come and add that there's a din of machshavas inuach. That's very nice. Remember, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Machshavas inuach is a reason to be chayim. That's true. But he didn't only say that. Let's say he was shechem abnas to be meitzia. There should be a psul yaitse. Other psulim also. You don't see that for the pasuk. It's by kaveh behind and besides that, type into Rabbi Yehuda's svara. Not only that, we don't even learn it from a pasuk anyway. We have a rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the whole thing is a svara. Visadya, what? Visadya, Amar Lahem Rabbi Yehuda, Yatabayde Shemi Nichol Amachar Shehu Pasul. Aren't you mighty that if they left, he left it over till tomorrow, the dam, or somebody got its pasul? Apchishet Lahanichol Amachar Pasul. So which means what? He's not letting it out from a pasuk anyway. Letting it out from a svara. El time into Rabbi Yehuda's svara. The reason is, if a nitzvah dami, Rabbi Yehuda bekulhu, Let me finish saying it first. Now I said, let him argue by all these cases. Let's say when we have the whole of numerous cases in the Mishnah that it does not become possible, even according to Rav Yehuda. For example, let's take a look. We'll see the examples right away. And we're going to go back to the Mishnah and we'll say, for example, L'chol Anavi, behind it, so where do you want him to argue? Shaver Atzom, it's HaPesach. Let's say he has Kavanah, I'm shechting it with the Kavanah to break the bones of the Pesach. The Lechom Emenu Na. See, what according to Rabbi Yehuda should become possible also? See, Chagufin may make so. The Zebach never becomes possible because he breaks the bones. Therefore, the whole Svara of Rabbi Yehuda is not. Where will he say it? I'm going to leave the Dam over till tomorrow. I'm going to be Mitzi, the Dam. Amenash, what about this? Amenash, Yechlu, Tabayim. Amenash, that Tabayim eat it. No? So what will happen if Tabayim eat it? I think the carbon becomes a muscle. Mashiach reboots, Mayor. Zikra Gupe, maybe so. What do you think? Let's say the Gamur. Let's say they go and they eat it. All right. The Dom, remember, was already in the Haray Aritsu. So the wrong people ate it. No, so what? The carbon, the carbon, it's the same. Let's say Tmeyim went, and they were back from Day Murim. Same thing. Shechlu Arelim, Shechrivu Arelim. No, what's wrong with that? I mean, something wrong with it, of course, but it doesn't pass on the carbon. Zitcha Gufe, maybe so. And then Lishlechwe, Kol Kibine, La'are Daba, La'daba, B'dam Absulim. What about that? And what happened to that? Would it be the same thing? Doesn't pass the dab anyway. What about Lita Nisani Tanim Lamailo? We think that something is wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. He did something wrong, it doesn't pass it. But Lithling, but he taught him Bidim Shinasa Machutz. But he taught him Machutz Shinasa Bifnim. So what happened over there? Why doesn't it become possible there? So Rabbi Yehuda waited, Bakum Sheim is Shulish, the Dam Basar Be'emurim. Because over there, in order to be Shava to be possible, remember, it has to be something which is right, that, like a Bama. Bama Basar, he can't do it if he did it in the Hechol, he has Kavada to do it in the Hechol. Me, he's like the Rabbi Yehuda, I swear, but Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, amen. Dava Ra Reba. Ribakad chatas sheshavta bedarim. Let's say a person shechted a chatas in the south, not in the north. The chatas shenitas daba lifnim psula. He brought it into the hechel. Shenitas daba lifnim, it's possible. But let's say Rabbi Yehuda shlishi. Thank you, my son, you mean, so what happens over here? Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Tana Rabbi Yehuda, so doesn't it pass him? And he doesn't hold that it has to be Dat Meshulish. One of our time, number of Yiddish is Meshege. That's not true. Like Rav Shlishi Bahatanya, did we learn? Last night, Rav Yiddish Shlishi Bahatran, number of Yiddish is Meshege, Kosher. Pop amazing, possible. The Kai Balan, Meshekeeper. The only time that the Chatas becomes possible is only if he did a Hazah in the Hechol. Stam bringing it in will not be possible. There has to be Dafke, Makom where he did a kapara, where he did a kayuritsui. Machlekes will we have, a Rabban and other Rishayim. Whether or not, when we say it, it means he did one hazah, he did all four hazahs in the Hechel. Hashto, ma hasa, biyuli, aili. He keep her in, he low keep her low. The only time it comes to possible is only if he did a kapara. Not if Stam brings it into the Hechel. He says, I've come on to bring it in. Even Rabbi Yehuda would hope that doesn't pass off. So what are we seeing? So we have this pasuk that tells us that. Now you're telling me what? So that what is the din that we have over here? Does it have to be Meshulash or not? And that they will trade Tanayah Liban to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, let's see. Let's pause here for a minute. The maskana is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, to passel the carbon. If it's not going to passel the carbon, there's nothing to talk about. But if you have kavana to do something that if you did it, it would passel the carbon. If you have kavana to do something that if you feared ice and you did it, it would passel the carbon, the machshava to do it is the same thing. And that's a svara. And it's very difficult, like the svasemis cups. What kind of a svara is it exactly? Does he hold because, and we can hear two ways. Reb Chaim Leizer comes and dads on it, whether it's because he holds machshava kamaisa. Yeah, it's very, you're right, Jonathan said, is it because he holds it, machshavah, or he holds, not that a machshavah said did like the maisa, but a machshavah to impose psulim on the thing is a trefa machshavah that the machshavah by itself will puzzle. Not that it has a din of the maisa like it happened. It could even be worse. For example, we declare, what will be the din, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a machshava seinuach, or a machshava to go and pasul the carbon makes it pasul b'yotze? Is it meaning b'tzura? Or is a chayim immediately sreifa? If it's a psul machshava that pasuls it to a psul aguf, it'll immediately be chayim sreifa. On the other hand, maybe it's machshava kemaisa. You look at it as if the Maisa did happen. So let's say he's going to be Maitzian. He's going to be Maitzian. Let's say he's going to leave it over till the morning. Not Chayiv Shrei for now. When do you burn it? You burn it later. You don't burn it now. If somebody does it, nothing happens then.
Pigle, as I say, is a custom.
Pigle?
Yeah,
of course, Pigles is there. Pigles, what do you mean, Pigles? Pigles, Pigles. So this is not
Pigles.
To me, it's something. So the meaning is, I'm eating carbon by T-Rev. Eating carbon by T-Rev. Once you have carbon by T-Rev. It does, of course it does.
If someone eats something chutzlis vado after the carbon is brought.
Yeah. No. But there it certainly ain't so much of a layichashev.
Right.
There it immediately becomes a puzzle.
That's
a pasuk. Yeah, but over here, there's no pasuk for anything. How can I say such thing without a pasuk? But Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. It's not difficult for Rabbi Yehuda. Where does he get such a... Where before held that it's learning about a pasuk? You learn it from a pasuk, you learn it from a pasuk. All right. You learn it from Svara. How are you going to learn such a thing from Svara? What? What? It's time. Yeah, we have to... Whether Rav Yehuda holds like that or not, we have two shittas. We'll have to be mamshach nebis Hashem with this. There's a very, very, very big yisaynus, devolving yisaynus that we have here at Taisus also. In the Taisus, Dibre Amaskil Sheikhlu Tmeim, if we didn't talk about it, we would not be Yitzhar Chayv.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekaymas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.